Despite taking a breather, our cattle markets remain very strong. I'm Keith Wenberg with your Farm News Update.
Yeah, no kidding. I feel a little bit like, the guy that comes on to shoot baskets after Michael Jordan gets done playing. I mean, what do you do for an encore here, right? The market's been amazing.
That's Brad Koyma with Koyma, Koyma, and Varlick based out of Sioux Center, Iowa.
I get asked, 50 times a day, do you think it's over? First of all, nobody knows when it's over, and I certainly would be the top of the list who doesn't know. One thing is, that old same old phrase that the trend is your friend is still worth remembering, I think, in an environment like this. So we've had tight supply. We've had leverage. The North has been pulled forward, and all of those things have allowed us to create a price instead of having to take a price, right? So this didn't happen overnight. This is the culmination of a seven-year liquidation period. But obviously, big cash market last week, 223 in the North, 218 in the South. They're already bidding 218 yesterday on a Monday in the South, fully steady. Hearing a little bit of 224 sprinkled around Nebraska yesterday, which would be steady to a buck higher. So I sure think cash has a chance to be a little bit better again this week, Keith.
And Brad, what's caught my eye here lately is our kill levels, the slaughter levels, when you look at those numbers compared to a week ago or even a year ago.
I think that's important. Last week's kill is 559, and the week before that it was 555. And I don't want to sound like I'm suddenly bearish because I'm not, but I do want to highlight this. 559, 555. I don't believe that that's the available supply. In other words, I think that there's more cattle out there than that. So what you've got is I think every packer is doing some form of kill cuts. He's trying to slow it down. He doesn't like his margins. He's trying to, get some cattle backed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's probably not bearish today because we were pulled forward 30 days, so we could slow it down for a while and not run into a problem, but it's something that I'm going to obviously have on the top of my list of things to be watching.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Wenberg.